being a father is one of the greatest joys of my life personally. And I know for many fathers who have had the privilege of raising children, it is one of the greatest privileges of life. At the end of this week, we'll be celebrating Father's Day. So I want to just share a few thoughts about what it means to be a father. Join me right here on Sedum Church Online. My name is Reverend Kwame Rubidire. There's a story told about the elder President Bush, or as some people like to call him, 41. He was the 41st president of the United States. He also served for some years as the U.S. ambassador to the nation of China. He was also the head of the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. And he was a senator at one point in the U.S. Congress as well. Many, many various titles. And shortly towards the end of his presidency, he only had one term as president of the United States, he was asked, of all of these positions that you've held in your life, which is the most exciting? And most people thought that, oh, he would probably talk about the fact that he was president. Some people thought he would talk about his time in the military when his plane, as a military pilot, his plane was shot down and he was almost captured as a prisoner of war. And others thought, oh, maybe he'll talk about his experience in the intelligence community. But he said something very interesting. He responded and he said, I think the greatest privilege I've ever had and the greatest title I'll ever hold is the title father. He said, yes, I've been president, been head of the CIA, I've been a military person, but I am so privileged that I have a group of children who call me dad and who call me father, and they still come to see me. Now, for George H.W. Bush, being father was the greatest title of his life. And I certainly hope that that is the desire and certainly the recognition of every single one who has the privilege of being called father. The Bible says to us something very, very interesting in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and I'm just going to read from verse 17. Paul speaking to the Corinthian church, telling them just before this that they need to be separate. They need to, you know, distinguish between light and darkness. And he says to them, therefore, come out from among them. Be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you. You will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. So God in this passage is saying, yes, I have certain requirements and restrictions about how you conduct yourself. But more than just being God in your life, I want to be a father to you. I want to be recognized and received as a father. And if that title and that responsibility is so important to God, how much more should it be to us who have the privilege of being called fathers? One of the things that the role of fatherhood has for us is it is a principal role in the life of any person. I was privileged to have my father in my life for a good 60 years of my life, in fact, exactly 60 years of my life that my father was in my life. Now, not all that time was the best of relationships, but he was a father and he showed himself to be a wonderful father, especially in the latter years of his life when he became a follower of Christ, when he recognized what God was doing to transform him and make him the kind of father that he should be to his children. I value that because I recognize that because God wants to be known and seen as Father, all those who have that responsibility, all those who carry that title, have a huge responsibility to reflect favor, the presence, the goodness, the love of God to all those who would be children. God wants to be a father to us and we to be his sons and daughters. And I pray that for everyone who has the privilege to be called father, you will make God your model. You will allow God to be the one to direct and lead your life. God bless you as we look forward to Father's Day this coming weekend.